to Tate Tuesdays. As always, thank you for spending 5 to 7 minutes of your week with me, unless we have guests. And friends, we have a guest today. You know, a lot of you have come to me and said, Tate, you're trying to tell us about training and working out and self-care and emotional or physical, and you're going through the same journey we're going through. And that's true. So today I decided to bring on an expert, my friend, Mr. Jeff Beard. Jeff has been doing this for over, I think about 15, 20 years. He's been doing it on his own as a personal trainer for at least 10 years. This is what he does. This is what he gets paid for. So without any further ado, Mr. Jeff Beard. Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
You know, I'm doing good. First of all, thank you so much for agreeing to come on to talk to Tate Tuesdays. I don't know. I think I told you this month we're doing a series on staying motivated in our physical workouts, in our mental workouts, our spiritual workouts, and just not letting that, you know, the quarter of the year bring us down. I know that happens with a lot of people.
Yeah. I think a lot of people probably put too much pressure on themselves to do too much too quickly.
Yeah, you know,
you realize it's a marathon, not a sprint, right?
You know what? I'm so glad you brought that up. You know, because Jeff, I think that one thing that's happened over the last 10 years, you know, there's been a lot of TV shows about weight loss. And when you watch these shows, people, they go on there and they're like losing 15, 20 pounds in a week. And so we see this and we think that's what we should be doing. But is that normal or what's the real deal?
No, that's not normal or healthy. Typically, you want to aim for anywhere between 1 and 3 pounds a week. The more weight you have to lose, the quicker you can lose it. But if you want to ensure that you're losing body fat and not all the extra good stuff that we like muscle and strength, then you want to take a more conservative approach and aim for that target range.
You know, it's funny, Jeff. I knew someone a few years ago, and like you said, it's a marathon. Have you told me that before? You know, and their goal was actually to lose 1 pound a week, right?
Yeah.
And it was amazing that we don't see people while they're going through their journey, but I saw them at the end of the year and they had actually lost 54 pounds and they look fantastic. And I remember asking them, wow, how'd you do that? And they told me they just lost 1 pound a week.
Yeah.
It's
crazy if you track their progress over the course of a month, you might not see a whole lot or a couple of months, maybe not even much, but you're right. You know, it's all about the long game and 52 weeks is a long time to make progress, even if you're doing it at a snail's pace, right?
Right.
1 pound a week, I think, is a great goal because, I think if you take more of a moderate approach like that, you don't end up putting too much pressure on yourself. You end up being able to maintain more of a balanced lifestyle. You can still have that slice of pizza if you want it, right? And it's not going to completely kill your progress. And it doesn't promote like an all or nothing type of approach that a lot of trainers promote nowadays for fast results.
You know, I'm so glad you brought that up about having a slice of pizza. So, as you just said, it's not going to kill you to have a donut or a slice of pizza or whatever it is you like. But I've heard it's not what you eat, it's actually how much of it you eat.
Yep, moderation. Everything in moderation. And it's
right,
understanding that, you know, your body is a scientific machine and it operates on calories. And maybe a slice of pizza is considered unhealthy because maybe the ingredients aren't the best, but it's also typically higher in calories. But say you have that slice of pizza because you really want it, maybe you're craving it, and you eat a little lighter the rest of the day. At the end of the day, everything is gonna balance out. And maybe you still only consumed the amount of calories that is necessary to lose weight. You do that over the course of 7, 8, you know, days and you've lost your pound.
Right. And you know what? It's one thing to talk and another to walk the walk. I know some things I've looked up and I know is that to create a connection and a family or kinship with the people you train, you guys actually go out, I think once a month, and your your people you train, they pick the restaurant. They can pick any restaurant they want. And you guys go and you enjoy a meal, a real meal.
It's a judgment-free zone. We don't talk about working out at all. We just work on building the relationships that we've created over the last decade or so, you know?
Right. And so, and that's something that's a nice transition. We can transition at this point, because I also told you, I want to talk to you about the emotional and spiritualism in the way you train. Before, people were afraid to work out because it was, I'm going to go in here and work out. I'm going to be sore for the next, 2 months. But now, and I, from what I'm understanding, is more of just trying to make yourself a more complete person. Even if you don't lose a pound, if it's making you have self-care. I work in an industry where I see a lot of things every day and I'm just like, I just got to get escape. And so I use working out as that means. So I know working out now is for self-care emotionally, correct?
Working out should be enjoyable, because if it's not enjoyable, it's not something that you're going to stick to long-term, you know?
Right.
Everyone says that motivation drives results. And then it's even more cliche now to hear somebody say, it's not motivation, it's discipline that drives results long-term. But I also truly believe that you can't be disciplined to something for a very long period of time if there's no desire. If you just like doing it, it's not something that you're going to stick to for years on end. So I'm very much into catering to people's desires. If you like training a certain type of way, even if it's not scientifically optimal to get you from point A to point B, that doesn't matter, because I want you to come in. I want you to get your fix, your self-care. And I want you to, it's like a snowball effect. You do it once, you like it, you're going to come back. 6 months later, maybe you haven't lost the 20 pounds that you originally wanted to, but maybe you're down 15, which is still great, but you love it. And this is, like you said, this is your escape from reality. And you just feel so much better about yourself than you did before you started your journey. But on the flip side, if you hated every single workout, then you're probably not doing it 6 months later to enjoy, and you probably didn't lose even 10 of the 20 pounds you initially wanted to lose,
Right, right. And it's just so funny, because I remember like 15 years ago, 10 years ago, it was a pyramid of working out. It was like cardio, resistance training, and diet. And those things are still important, I get that. But now it's also, as you mentioned, it's also a mental thing. And I'm sure a lot of your clients, they come in just with the idea of, I need to just blow off steam. It has nothing to do with lifting, with losing weight. I just need to find something I can embrace to get through the next day, because my job or my family, if I don't do it, I'm going to be fighting with everyone.
You're right about that. There are a couple of elements to it. It's interesting because it also builds community. So I train, one-on-one, but I also do small groups. And a lot of people keep coming back because they like the people that they work out with at that hour. It's like a little community. It's a little escape from maybe a messed up home life. Hopefully not the case, but maybe, or a way to decompress after a long work day, Right. And then you get the added bonus of benefiting from the workout physiologically. So it releases endorphins and all of that as well. And so it's kind of a win-win.
Right. So let me ask you a question. Like, where did the, or how did you transition from, bringing somebody in and I'm just going to give them this horrific, I need to go out there and squat 5,000 pounds every day. And then I need for you to go run 17,000 miles every day. And because you've been doing this a long time. And I tell people, when you're successful at something, you will last in it a long time. Over 10 years personal training, this is what you do. When did you make that transition from understanding that it was more than weights and running and diet?
Yeah, I think a lot of young personal trainers make the mistake of falling into that trap. And initially, they just want to, in their mind, give their clients the best possible workout. And I think they misconstrue that to mean I need to kill my client and work them so hard that they feel like puking. But at some point you realize those people just don't come back.
Right.
And so it was very early on in my training career, kind of doing my thing and observing other trainers in the field doing theirs, that I realized that those like really hard, regimented boot camp style personal trainers didn't really make it in the industry. And it was those who really listened to their clients and focused on the relationship who thrived. You know, I've been training Tracy since I was at 24 Hour Fitness in 2010, 2011, you know, and she's still with me, not because I kill her every single time she comes in, but because she trusts me with her results and she enjoys her workouts.
Right. So, Jeff, let's say I am starting out brand new. I don't work out. I haven't worked out in 100 years. And I come in, I tell you, I want to lose, I don't know, 200 pounds. And I'm out of shape. What would be your advice to me? What would you tell me to do? How would we start our relationship off? Go from there.
So I would definitely work on initially building you a foundation. So I want to make sure that you move well first. So I want to make sure that your mobility is good. You can go through, you know, a full range of motion, a squat and a lunge and all the main movement patterns that we use throughout our day to day. And then on top of that, over time, as we perfect those patterns, add a layer of strength and conditioning to it. So having you, for instance, go from being able to squat, you know, with 45 pounds on your back to 100 and so on and so forth. And on the conditioning side, go from being able to run a half a mile without stopping to a mile. But I think most importantly, so that's just the training side of it. I think for the purpose of getting you to commit to the lifestyle of health and fitness, I'm going to really focus on finding that thing that you really enjoy. Maybe there's a certain exercise that you love. Maybe there's a style of training that you love. There are a million different ways to get you from point A to point B. I want to choose the one that you like, especially in the beginning, because I want to hook you. And then once I've hooked you, it becomes momentous. Now you keep coming back. Now, you know, your results just kind of keep going and you become that freight train that no one is able to stop at that point.
Right.
Kind of cool.
So I want to ask you about a couple of things that I've heard are myths. You can tell me if myths are truth. We'll go from here. So the idea of spot reduction. Well, first of all, I just want to lose my stomach because that's usually a problem here with most people. Can you spot reduce?
No. So scientifically, as it stands, the answer is no, unless you get a tummy tuck or a liposuction or some sort of procedure done. But so you target areas through weight training where you want to build muscle. But when it comes to fat loss, losing the layers of fat that sits on top of the muscle so that you can see the muscle that's underneath, you can be doing a bicep curl. Your body's still burning calories doing that bicep curl, but you might be losing fat from your cheeks, from your legs, from anywhere. So the idea that if you do a bicep curl, that you're going to actually lose fat from, you know, the bicep is not true, but you are still training the muscle underneath the fat. And that is, if your goal is to look toned or defined, then you also need muscle. Then it is still important to train the areas that you perceive to be weak points on your body.
Right. Great. Okay. So my next question, I am a female and if I lift weights, I'm going to look like a guy.
That will not happen. You know, it's funny because I've been lifting weights consistently 5 to 7 days a week for 20 years. I'm 32. I started really young at the ripe age of 12. And I'm nowhere near as big as I want to be. And that's because I've chosen to do it naturally. If you are natural, you cannot get too big. Now, everyone has different genetics. Everyone has a different ceiling. And by that, I mean different ability to gain muscle. Some people can gain more muscle than others. I have kind of a long and lean frame. So I have more of like a basketball player's frame, I guess. Right. So I'll never be as big as I want to be naturally.
Right.
There are people who have different body types and structures, and they're able to fill out their frames a little bit differently, maybe gain muscle a little bit more quickly than I can. But the answer to your question is no. You can lift weights as a female every day for 20 plus years, heavy, light, however you want to slice it, I don't care, and you will not get too big. But it all really depends on how someone defines too big, you know,
right,
because
right.
Too big might be just having visible muscle to someone.
Right.
I don't know.
So my next question, I have to work out 7 days a week, 365 days a year in order to get results.
False. I actually only lift weights 4 days a week now. And it's funny because people think more is better. Typically. And I learned the hard way after years of overtraining that you don't need to work out every single day to get the type of results that you want. If anything, you're just going to break your body down trying to do so. There's a sweet spot, and everyone's sweet spot is different. For me, I found that 4 days a week is good. Now, that's not to say that I'm not active 7 days a week. You know, if my heavy lifting is done 4 days a week, I might, you know, get some shots up at the park with my friends once. I might go for a hike once. I might, you know, do some stretching another day. So I'm pretty active most days, but I'm not working out, you know, lifting weights hard and heavy 7 days a week. Not even close.
Okay. And my final question that came in was, I am over 50 years old. It's too late for me.
Also false. I had I think she's probably 69 or 70 now. She came to me when she was in her mid 60s. She never touched a weight, and I turned her into a little beast, and I did so safely and effectively. She was, at the time she stopped training with me, deadlifting 150 pounds, never once experienced an injury. Went from being able to walk a mile in maybe 20 minutes to doing it sub 10. Like, she completely revamped her lifestyle and became the fit and healthy person that she'd always strived to at 70 years old. So it's right. Never too late for anybody.
Right. Well, you know what? We appreciate you coming on the show today. Again, our purpose was to, we're trying to keep everyone focused on their goals. Again, in January, a lot of people make goals and those New Year resolutions. And by March, they are falling off. So I wanted to bring on an expert.
Yes.
To keep
Remember,
everyone
people,
motivated.
It's about the long game. You don't have to kill yourself 7 days a week, 365 days a year to get results. If you feel like taking a day off, if you feel like lifting a little bit lighter for an entire week to recover, if you feel like switching up your routine, if you feel like just doing something active but completely different than you're doing, do it. Just be active. Do something that is physical, that is going to make you happy, that eventually will get you to your goals and you will succeed. But it's about the long game. And if you don't enjoy what you're doing, then you'll never get the type of results that you want.
And Jeff, if someone wants to call you or hire you, how do they reach you and the name of your company, what you do? How can they get in contact with you?
My business is called Grizzly Baird Fitness. Baird is spelled, it's my last name, B-A-I-R-D. I have a website, grizzlybairdfitness.com. I have an Instagram. My Instagram is grizzly_baird_fit. I do, you know, like I mentioned earlier, small group training and one-on-one I also sell fitness apparel. If you guys have any questions, you can also email me at Jeff, J-E-F-F, Baird, B-A-I-R-D, 90@gmail.com. I'm always here to help out.
Well, you've helped out tremendously today. Thank you so much. You know, when I called you and asked you would you come on, you were more than willing to do so. I appreciate you so very much. So, friends, there you have it. We're continuing one more week of our fitness goals. And today's words come from a song by Mr. Kanye West, and they go, "But I know that God put you in front of me, so how the hell could you front on me? It's a thousand you, there's only one of me. I'm tripping. I'm caught up in the moment, right?" Friends, I'll see you next Tuesday.